Marriage is like an unfunny, tense version of Everybody Loves Raymond. But it doesn't last 22 minutes. It lasts forever.
Now, I'm telling you, if you want your relationship, ladies, however much dick you are sucking, suck twice that amount and see if it does not change your relationship.
You spend $25,000 a month in alimony. $25,000. And $4,000 a month for food. For food. What the fuck would she eat for $4,000 a month? I guess she's like, I gotta get some extra cheese on my whopper.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, I know I haven't done a show in a couple of days, but whatever. Gives you all time to catch up. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day here in Los Angeles. Today, later on, I'm going to be hanging out with my best friend. We're going to be going and watching that boxing match. Watch Floyd Mayweather Jr. get his monkey ass whooped. Hopefully, please, please, seriously, Zeus, in all your infinite wisdom, please find a way for Floyd Mayweather Jr. to get his ass handed to him thusly. Please, I seriously do wish Floyd Mayweather. I hope I'm just going to be cheering for him to get his little monkey ass whooped because I'm so sick of him. Little running for Manny Pacquiao punk ass. You ain't no champ. You run for Manny Pacquiao, damn it. Seriously, I really do want to get his ass whooped. So how are y'all doing? I hope y'all doing fantastic. Very, very fast week, by the way. Very fast week, but a very good week still. Got to see a bunch of my favorite people once again. See, I seriously thought that the week before last, that all the people I saw, I was like, yeah, there's going to be no way in hell this coming week that I'm going to see any of these people again and everything. But I ended up hanging out with Flo, ended up hanging out with Ikuko, ended up hanging out with Heidi. I love hanging out with Heidi. Hung out yesterday night. We went to Andre's, this pizza joint over here. It's the one I went to with Camille. She didn't like that much, but still, it's an awesome place. I like it. So we went to Andre's and we talked and hung out and we watched this movie, Food Incorporated. I don't know if you've all seen Food Incorporated or Food Inc., as the kids call it. It's a movie pretty much talking about the food industry and how we're all being fucked over and we need to start buying organic. But then they show how expensive organic food is, which it is. Like, organic food is really expensive. And I've always talked about how it's way cheaper to just eat unhealthy because they showed this family. It was like this fat mama, fat daddy who got diabetes, got the little fat daughter, and they got the regular daughter. They got like all of this whole family. And the problem is that he has to pay for medication because he got diabetes from eating so shitty, but then they can't afford to eat regular food. They show them stop off and get some food, and they get enough food for the whole family for like $11 from ordering off the dollar menu. And I'm like, that's an awesome, amazing deal. I mean, it really is. That's a really good deal for people for like $11. And then they show them shopping at the grocery market. One of the daughters like, I want that. And she's pointing to this fruit. And they show her wanting the fruit, and there's like all this money per pound. So they're able to get like 3 pieces of this fruit for just like $4. So they ended up not getting it. It's like, fuck it, that's 4 cheeseburgers right there. And this is very true because it is way cheaper just to buy a couple of burgers from some place or some fries or something than to sit there and eat an apple and be full for like half an hour. And some people say, oh, you're not supposed to eat till you're full. Bullshit. I eat to this machine till gasoline flows out of the tank because I'm so full. I'm not going to just eat and just be like, okay, I'm satisfied. Moving on. That's how the voice of my brain sounds, by the way. Hello, Dante. Good morning. So that's not how I eat. So I can't eat that way. I'm not going to be eating that way. I already know this for a fact. And this organic stuff, everybody says they'll make healthier stuff cheaper, but then you can't make healthier stuff cheaper because it's cheaper to grow shit using pesticides and, you know, chemicals called DDT. And whenever I hear DDT, I think of Jake the Snake Roberts. And when I think of Jake the Snake Roberts, I think of nothing good because that guy's a hot-ass mess. So it's like a whole catch-22 situation, and people are making tons of money. They make so much money off of corn. I didn't know corn was this damn important. But corn apparently is like, it's almost like a damn mafia thing. We were watching that. We were just like, fuck, this is like some kind of drug war going on just because of corn. And they put corn in everything. I didn't know corn was in so much stuff and just different versions of it and all this other nonsense. And a lot of it just went over my head because it pretty much gets to a point where this is all about people just trying to make as much money as possible while they're alive, even though we're not taking it with us like we're Egyptians or something. You're not getting buried with your millions of dollars. It's just not going to happen. Or billions in some cases. And that's how people live. Everybody's living just to make as much money as possible. Oh, God. It makes absolutely no sense. That kind of shit really does make my head hurt. But there's this one scene where they showed these pigs. Now, none of this stuff disgusted me, by the way. I can sit there and watch animals get killed all damn day, and it does nothing emotionally to me because I worked at a hospital where I took human bodies to a morgue. So I'm pretty desensitized to a lot of shit. But they showed this scene with the killing floor, and it showed all these pigs just like, la, 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 hey, I'm a pig, hey, what's going on? And then you saw this wall happen. See, I say happened because I don't know what happened after the wall. I just saw this wall move, and then all of a sudden, the pigs were just dead. And I was like, what the fuck? It was like The Killing Floor is what it was called, which is an awesome name. Even though I hate that movie, The Hurt Locker, that's a cool term, The Hurt Locker. But I don't know what was going on with this Killing Floor. And literally, it just disappeared. Like, the pigs, the wall came, the pigs dead. I don't know what happened in between that 1 second process. Heidi thinks that they got crushed. I was like, even if they got crushed, they wouldn't have died that fast because it wasn't like they were pancaked. It wasn't like the scene, like the wall moved back and they were all like, you know, thin slices of bacon or something. These damn things were just dead instantly. And I was like, fuck me. Like, I want a killing floor. That would be the ultimate theft deterrent, by the way. See, I'm seriously going on a damn ramble and a tangent. That's not what this episode's about. This episode is about relationships and being single. So, of course, I go to Yahoo for this. Because Yahoo helps me. Helps me figure out what's wrong with all of you and not me. That's the whole point of Yahoo at this point. I'm so terrible. So I got these two damn articles from this whole Yahoo thing. One of them is 19 things you should never say to a single person. And the one I'm going to read after the break is 10 reasons guys don't approach you. Because I have a lot of single friends. I'm not talking about just the dudes because I don't talk to too many dudes. And if you're single, I don't give a fuck. But with the chicks, I have a lot of single friends. And they're hot. And I try to figure out why they're single. So let's all work this out together, everybody. Let's all listen to this, even though a lot of my friends don't listen to my damn show. One day, you'll listen to this episode, and you'll be like, oh, Dante said that. And then you can't say, I didn't say nothing, so ha. One of the things they say you shouldn't say to a single person, it happens when you're not looking. And someone said, this is just bull. Some people find people when they're looking, some don't. You're not doing anything wrong by going out and meeting people. It happens when you're not looking. Everyone says that to me, especially after my last relationship. People are like, oh, you're going to just meet somebody and this and that. And then I just rage against it. I'm like, no, I don't want any. I don't want to meet nobody else. It's not going to happen when I'm not looking. So there, because I'm always not looking. It's not like my last relationship, I think, was the only one where I liked somebody and made some semi-quasi actual pursuit of them. Otherwise, I'm just like, yeah, that girl's hot. Moving on. And that's how I do. The next one, there are plenty of fish in the sea. Everyone says that and it's cheesy and everyone really needs to stop saying that because we're all aware, especially if you're single, that there's other people in the world. We're totally aware of that. They all just don't want to fuck you. Next one. So why are you single? This one's funny and it's kind of fucked up because it's like saying something's kind of wrong with you. There's no reason you should be single. The next one, you're too picky. There's nothing wrong with being picky, by the way. I love how everyone thinks you have to settle. I know at some point in every relationship, you do have to settle at some point. You have to settle for certain things. Like, they're into this, but you're not. You know, they eat meat. You don't eat meat. But certain things, you know, if somebody has funky-ass filthy feet, no way. No settling. If you have funky-ass filthy feet, you have bad hygiene. That's not me being picky. That's me just giving a damn. You'll find the right person for you. Hopefully. It's what a stupid thing to say to somebody anyway. You'll find the right person for you. As opposed to saying, I guess, you know, you'll find the right person for me, and then they'll leave you and come with me, and then it'll just be awesome. The next one, he's out there. That's just vague. I don't like vague, by the way. Everyone should know this by now. If you talked to me on the phone or hung out with me, you know I don't like vague. I don't like mysterious. It's like, just ask me a question, I'll answer it. I'll ask you a question, please just answer it. Don't be vague. Yeah, he's out there. You're just not looking. She's out there. He's out there and he's waiting for you. She's there, Dante. It was just bad timing. Yeah, there's really not much to add to that one. It was just bad timing. You know, you just met each other at the wrong place. That's all it was. Just have fun with it. I love that one. I love the quote where he said, oh, don't tell me how to date in my 30s when you're married at 24. Just have fun with it. Just fuck. That's all you gotta do. That's what just have fun with it. Just fuck. Just do that. Someone else wrote, have you tried online dating? And somebody wrote, duh. Online dating. Fuck it, try it. Give it a try. Y'all remember my experiment with that site? What the name was that damn site? OkCupid? Yeah, where only people who were attracted to me were like, you know, 40 and up white chicks or Indian chicks. No black women. No black women don't like Dante. I wonder why. He just wasn't the right guy for you. That's another one. Obviously. If you broke up with somebody, obviously they weren't the right one for you. So that's really stupid just to say to somebody. And then somebody says, well, when Steve and I first got together, and they wrote, wait, I still want to talk about me. When the time is right, you'll meet someone. Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow, I wish I were single and in your shoes. And then at a wedding, someone looking at you saying, your turn next. Next one, it will happen when you least expect it. Some guy is going to come along and ruin your career slash life plans. That's fucked up. But you're so pretty. Why don't you have a boyfriend? Now, everybody knows that whole thing is bullshit because looks have absolutely nothing to do with it. Like, even if I had, like, a bomb-ass body and career and all this other shit, that doesn't mean you're going to get in a relationship. I mean, it means it's easier to find somebody who's shallow and that's all they care about is your looks and what you do for a living type of thing. But asking somebody why aren't they dating somebody because they are attractive means nothing, especially if you all know my Holly Berry theory. Look it up on my blog site. I have a Holly Berry theory and it explains why looks and being in a relationship mean absolutely nothing. Another one, it just wasn't meant to be. Yeah. So if you ever find yourself saying any of this stuff to your single friends, cut that shit out. It makes no one feel better. It doesn't make any single person feel better to hear things like there's other fish in the sea and stuff like that. It means absolutely nothing. Because we all have friends who are single or you're single yourself. And sometimes you just want to vent about shit, like things are going on. But then you do have to realize at a certain point that people stop caring about the fact that you're single, especially if they start seeing you making like the same damn mistakes over and over and over. You're still dating the same kind of assholes. You're still dating the same kind of bitchy ass girls. And at a certain point, everybody just goes, okay, you know what? Fuck, you're just, it's like this whole self-fulfilling defeating prophecy that you're just slapping on yourself. Because we all have somebody we dated where we're just like, what the fuck was I thinking? We all have somebody in our past that we just absolutely have no idea what the hell we were thinking when we were dating. I'm sure I'm that person for some people. I'm sure some of my ex-girlfriends look back or some of them are even listening to this damn show and they're just like, what the fuck was I thinking when I was dating Dante? That shit was bizarre. So we all have that. The worst thing is when you break up with somebody and your friends start telling you shit that they should have told you when you were like dating that person. That's what's even worse. There's one of my exes from years ago where people were just like, oh God, I don't see how you dated her. She was such a bitch. And it's just like, yeah. A couple of them actually did warn me before I started dating her, but we weren't close friends at that point. But then after, you know, the relationship over, they were all just like, man, I don't see how you did it. She was such a bitch and this and that. And I was like, yeah, she was. Now let's move on, damn it. So I'm going to take me a quick break, play some strange-ass music, and come back with the other half of my weird-ass Yahoo dating advice. I'll talk to you all in a second.
In your dungeon of fish, oh yeah.
everybody. I love Electric Six. I always forget that I like them so much, but then I listen to a song and I'm like, Electric Six, I like you and your bizarre songs. Let me get to the other half of this crazy-ass Yahoo stuff. This was a list of the 10 reasons guys don't approach you. Some of these stuff I know I'm agree with. Some of them I know I won't agree with. So let's get started. Number one, you're surrounded by lots. I mean lots of friends. When girls are in a group, I know that I'm going to be evaluated as soon as I walk away. It's tough enough to walk up to one girl, let alone a group. I don't think I've ever walked up to a girl. Yeah, I should just leave it at that. I know I've never walked up into a group of girls and saw one that I liked and was like, oh yeah, that's the one. That's the one I'm going to speak to. I already know I've never done that. But I can see how that could be very intimidating. On the flip side, it's funny when a car full of dudes think that they're going to pick up one girl. It's like, hey ladies, come on, jump inside the rape wagon. Yeah, that sounds like an awesome idea. Number two, you're too hot. That's funny. If she's super hot, sometimes I assume I have no chance or I'm just plain intimidated. Most guys will give it the old college try, though. This, by the way, is the best reason for your ego why guys aren't approaching. I'm just too hot. I'm intimidating. I know I've spoken about that before where some girls are so attractive. We just assume that they're with somebody, which is a terrible thing because there's plenty of ugly chicks that got dudes. But yeah, that whole thing with a girl being too attractive, guys are like, fuck that. I have absolutely no chance with them. Number three, getting too tipsy. That's never cute, ladies. By the way, just let you all girls know that's not cute. One night we were out and a girl intermittently stood up on the seat of her booth and did stripper type dances. The guys in the bar looked but never approached. It's tough to approach a whirling dervish and no one could take her seriously. And sometimes the too drunk girl gets approached by guys who are interested in only one thing. Which is very true, because the chances of you fucking a girl if she's drunk are very high. It's like a very high probability unless she has like a failsafe. I have a failsafe that keeps me from getting into fights or like dying. But sometimes you see girls that are just super drunk and it is so not cute. Girls, just out there let you know, at home it's fine. If you're with a girl and she's super drunk at your house, even if you're not fucking and you're just laughing, acting goofy, that's fine. But when you see that girl at the bar where you're like, damn, her poor friends are going to be babysitting her the rest of the night. That shit's not cute at all. Number four, looking sloppy. I don't usually approach girls who don't look stylish and put together. Now, if you want to keep guys away from you, doing the celeb in public homeless look might be a good strategy. I don't think a girl has to look stylish. I just want a girl to look clean. Like, you see some girls and you're just like, she looks like her and showering are like distant relatives. That's not cool. I had to accept the fact that no one else on earth irons anything. Like, I can look over that because I iron every single thing. So I can overlook that. But if a girl's just walking around just looking like a funk bot, there's no way in hell I'm going to be interested. Number five, downer demeanor. Smiling and eye contact is inviting, while anger and looking like you're too good for everyone drives people away. Try to give off positive vibes and more people will approach. Downer demeanor, I've seen some people, even as couples, where I see somebody just looking miserable as shit and I'm just like, wow. I wonder what those kind of conversations are like. Whenever I see somebody that's just super miserable looking, I wonder what it's like to talk to them. And everyone around me knows that I barely make eye contact. There's very few people that I speak to where I just keep eye contact with them the whole time. I'm usually like, verbal Kent and Usual Suspects, just looking around the room at stuff and just being aware of my surroundings. I'm usually doing that. But there's a couple of people where I actually do just keep staring at them and locking eye contact with them. And it's a very weird feeling because I'm not used to it. Number six, you're with another guy in any capacity. You appear to be taking if you arrive with guys or meet guys while you're out. Guys have no way of knowing if you're with a guy. Some guys might ask, but some might just move on to someone who looks more available. I've actually been afraid of this because, like I said, I hang around a lot of chicks. I know I make that sound like it's like the most awesome thing on earth when, I'm not getting with any of them. But I hang out with some of my female friends and I'm like, I might be inadvertently like cock blocking you. I might be like stopping dudes from talking to you because, you're hanging out with my goofy ass. I remember when I was hanging out with a friend a few weeks ago at the Grove and she was like, oh, it was cool hanging out with you because a lot of guys looked intimidated. And I was like, I wasn't trying to be intimidated. It's my normal face, damn it. But I wonder if I'm just keeping guys away from certain friends. A couple of them I hang out with are lesbians, so it's totally cool. I'm keeping you guys from wasting your time hitting on my lesbian friends. Number seven, you have a ring. Now, I'll admit that I'm clueless even for a guy. I'm not sure about the wedding ring, engagement ring rules. Which hand fingered gets the ring? I know one has a big diamond and one looks like a simple ring. But unmarried women wear all sorts of rings. Your ring that looks like a wedding ring might be keeping guys away, or maybe stupid guys like me, which is probably a good thing. I don't know about the whole wedding ring rule and all that shit. I had this one silver plain ring that I used to wear, and everybody thought I was engaged because of it. And you know what? More women hit on me when I wore a ring that looked like I was engaged. You women are terrible people. So the whole ring thing I actually pay no attention to because people just wear shit. Number 8, you seem busy. It's easier to approach a girl who looks bored, like she wants someone to talk to. In a cafe, if she's reading a book or has her face in her laptop, I assume she's busy and doesn't want to deal with my stupid pickup attempt. In a bar, if she seems content doing whatever she's doing, I won't want to interrupt. This one's true. If a girl does seem busy, let her be. It's like me when I'm at the laundromat. Whenever my eyes go to the laundromat, I got headphones on and I'm reading a graphic novel. And I still have dudes hitting on me. No, I did not say that incorrectly. Dudes hitting on me, because a laundromat at my house is in West Hollywood and it's a friggin' meat market in every sense of the word meat. It's disgusting. But if somebody seems busy, of course you're not going to want to, you know, get with them. Shit, a lot of problems in my past relationships because people get too damn busy. So there you go. Number 9, you're literally tough to catch. I've devised strategic plans to make a move waiting for a girl to go to a bar or bathroom, but when she finally gets up, she walks too fast or takes bodyguards, meaning tons of friends with her. Bottom line, some women just don't give that opening physically for their approach. Remember, your migratory patterns might be exactly what that guy is waiting for, so be on the lookout when you're on the move. Who the fuck is trying to pick up girls on their way to the bathroom or out of the bathroom? That's not cool. If some girl tried to pick me up just as soon as I came out the bathroom, I'd be like, you fucking weirdo, did you follow me to the bathroom? You're strange. And good luck keeping up with me, because I walk fast. I am a very fast walker, so good luck if you're trying to keep up with my ass that way. Number 10, you're a wallflower. If you're in the corner all night or buried behind chairs and tables, you not only cut yourself off from the rest of the world, but some guys don't want to slalom obstacles to get to you. If you want guys to approach you, you might want to try out some other spots. I'm the wallflower, by the way. There's been so many parties and house gatherings and stuff where my ass literally found an awesome spot and stayed in it. I remember on that New Year's thing at Camille's house, I sat in that chair for hours. I don't think I got up for 3 or 4 hours. I usually find a spot and I sit there and I'm very content. Not to say I'm not social, because I do talk to anybody. A lot of people say that I'm antisocial, or they say I'm not, you know, I don't look approachable. Fuck it then, don't talk to me. If you really don't think I look approachable and you're afraid to talk to me, then you probably shouldn't. Because you're just going to have an awkward conversation with me. But I love when people just start talking to me at gatherings and stuff, especially if they're interesting. If you suck, I really don't want to talk to you that much. But there's no way to find out until you actually start talking to me. And not to sit here and say, like, making it seem like, you know, I'm the best conversationalist on the planet and it's so damn interesting to talk to me. But I like to think that I won't bore the shit out of you when we are having a conversation. So, yeah. So that's it with my crazy-ass Yahoo stuff. I hope some of you have learned some things. I hope you have. I hope you've gotten some insight to this retarded-ass dating world, because it really is retarded. The whole dating world is just a fucking mess, and everyone thinks they have an answer, and no one has an answer at the same time, so it makes for very odd interactions between each other. But that whole ring thing, seriously, I'm not going to even try and waste my time trying to figure that crap out. So I'm about to take off. There's stuff I need to do. I need to iron for later on. I got to do some straightening up around my apartment. It's not too messy. I got a couple of dishes. Straightening out my closet still, which continues to stay messy, because it's magical that way. I'm seriously starting to think that I wake up in the middle of the night and I just get up and just start just throwing clothes around the damn closet. So I'm going to take off, take care of all that stuff. I hope you all have an awesome-ass weekend. And yes, my tattoo is doing fine, by the way. Also, check out on dantania.blogspot.com, dantania.blogspot.com. I wrote a blog about my top 10 superheroes and just cartoon characters that shaped me as the person I am. So you should all check that list out as well. I'll be posting a link for that. So I'll talk to y'all soon. Everybody take care. Rockets.
Shit, man. That hunky muffin messing my old lady? Got to be running cold upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big rap up on you, man.
I say, hey, Sky. Subba say I won't see him. Pray to Jay, I did the same old, same old.
Hey, knock yourself approach. Lick the great matter back. Lot performers down, not take TCB in, man.
Hey, you know what they say. See a broad to get that booty yak him. Leg her down or smack him, yak him. Cole got to be. You know? Shit.